When we hear about the foster care system in the news, it's often the horrible stories that grab our attention. Cases of children mistreated, malnourished, even of children who die. We hear much less about the more common stories of families that get built with love and with hard work. Some of the system's biggest success has been in finding homes for the 25% of foster children who have disabilities, kids who it was once thought no one would ever want to adopt. NPR's Joseph Shapiro followed the story of one girl and her family in New York.
On a cold and sunny morning, a little girl named Brianna skips down the steps of her apartment building in Brooklyn and gets into a shiny new minivan. Winston Francis is driving. His wife Nicole sits with Brianna and the baby Bianca in the back.
In your seat.
Brianna knows that today is a big day.
We're going to the judge to change my name to Brianna Anais Francis.
This is the day of Brianna's adoption. 5 years ago, she was born small and sickly, struggling for life.
Okay.
The child of a drug-addicted mother, Brianna was left in a hospital with no place to call home. And she might have stayed there for many years, if not for some important people who've come into her life, like Nicole and Winston Francis. They've been Brianna's foster parents for 3 years, and today they will be recognized officially as her mother and father. Or as Brianna says, her M-O-M-M-Y and her D-A-D-D-Y, Brianna's learning to spell. She sings along to the music on the car stereo and looks out the window, picking out familiar words on the signs.
Mommy, I see a word pizza. P-I without looking. I can do it without looking. P-I-Z-Z-A.
Brianna is small for a 5-year-old, but she's got a big smile. Her whole tiny face is like one big smile. It's Brianna who's the first to spot the courthouse.
I see it, Daddy. I see the two flags. Is that it?
That's it.
I see it, Mommy.
Winston stops the van. Nicole, Brianna, and the baby get out and head to the courtroom. Things were not always so hopeful for Brianna. On the day before Nicole Francis went to the courthouse, she was at her job as a nurse at Mount Sinai Hospital overlooking New York's Central Park.
This is the pediatric unit. You're on the fifth floor. This one covers GI patients, gastrointestinal patients. We do liver transplants here. And then we take care of general surgery patients on this floor. Pediatrics is my niche, and I've been here about 10 years and love it. Love it.
Nicole walks down a hall with faded linoleum. Babies watch from strollers that are set up in the doorways. That way the nurses can say hi as they hurry past. Nicole is a tall woman in pink scrubs with luminous skin and her hair in braids. She stops at the room where she first met Brianna.
The first time I saw her, I think she was sleeping. One of the nurses said, oh, go look at her. She's so cute. And I went and I looked at her. I said, she's okay. And I walked out the room, but she was sleeping. And then I think the day that I had her, I'm like, wow, she is cute. It was the smile and the eyes. It's just the eyes bring you in, and she just has a beautiful smile. Always.
Brianna had come to the pediatric ward after 7 months in intensive care. She was born with her intestines outside her body. She had multiple surgeries, and now she had to be fed through tubes. When Brianna turned one, Nicole threw a birthday party at the hospital. At the time, there was talk that the little girl was going to be sent away to a hospital where kids could live for years and years. Nicole looked at Brianna, surrounded by presents from the nurses.
And I just thought, how lonely for this one-year-old who knows us, who's been around us like a family, to have to go to this place and be all alone. So I was talking to my girlfriend here, Stacy, and I said, I want to take her home. And I have the best friend. She's like, oh, you should. You can do it. Just talk to her social worker.
Other friends and family tried to talk Nicole out of it. They said it was too much, even for a nurse, to take home a girl who needed so much medical care. They said it would be hard on her marriage. Nicole had married Winston just 2 months earlier. But Winston, too, wanted Brianna.
When you're home and you wake up and you go to sleep to someone, you wake up in the middle of the night, it's more concrete, I would say, for the child. This person's still here. As opposed to, okay, this good person was here. Now it's the middle of the night, and the not-so-good person is here and may just peek in, make sure that, you know, everything is okay, but it's not really going to spend time with me.
Nicole called the city foster care agency again and again, but got nowhere. She was about to give up. That's when a social worker at the hospital gave her a tip.
She said, well, I know this agency. Let me call them. And she called New Alternatives for Children. And that's how the story got started.
New Alternatives for Children, or NAC, is an agency that helps disabled children and their families. A social worker there made things work. She set up a foster parent training class for Nicole. Within just a few months, Nicole and her husband Winston were certified as Brianna's foster parents. On a bright and windy day in March, Nicole picked up Brianna from the hospital crib and took her foster daughter home.
So her first time out, we get outside and like the wind is blowing and she's like literally like scared. Like she's like turning her head and she's like afraid.
Brianna had never been outside the walls of the hospital, never felt the warm sun on her cheeks or the wind in her hair.
Never been outside for the first 17 months of her life. Never. No air, no sun, no rain, nothing.
But the real challenges would come once they got home. Brianna needed the kind of nursing care she got every day in the hospital. It helped that Winston was starting a career as a respiratory therapist and that Nicole was a nurse.
I had medical experience, and it was still a lot of work for me. She had a Broviac, which is like a IV within the skin, a permanent IV, and she had to get fluids hooked up every night that I had to do. And then she had a feeding tube in her nose, which she got feeds from that I had to maintain, you know, every day.
Nicole and Winston also got a lot of help from NAC. The agency helped them find in-home nurses and other city services. A social worker came to visit every other week. Arlene Goldsmith started NAC. She says it does whatever it takes to find homes for disabled kids and then training and supporting the parents who care for them.
Meaning that children need permanent families, who will love them, who will be with them forever. Everybody is entitled to a family.
Goldsmith gives a tour of the agency's offices on two floors of a small building in Manhattan. NAC has a staff of social workers, psychologists, even its own doctors.
This is our medical clinic.
A girl with dwarfism jumps onto the examining table. It's shaped like a yellow fire engine. A doctor checks her out.
I'm going to pull your hand this way. You pull your hand that way, okay? Pull it. Oh, my goodness, you're so strong, okay? Woo, you're strong. Pull this one.
20 years ago, Goldsmith was a social worker hired to go into New York City hospitals and find what were called border babies. It was the middle of the crack epidemic and the early days of AIDS. Hundreds of infants were abandoned and living in city hospitals. In 1991, the federal government counted 22,000 of these infants around the country. Babies with medical problems like HIV or born with evidence of drugs in their blood or with severe physical disabilities. Arlene Goldsmith.
When we first started NAC, we took a lot of children out of hospitals who were living with people on shifts. A nurse would come, you know, at 8 o'clock, leave at 3, another nurse would come. There was no bonding. If you don't bond with somebody early, you don't know how to relate to anybody.
Goldsmith says the assumption back then was that nobody would want to adopt these disabled children, so no one really tried to find foster and adoptive parents for them. Today it's rare for a kid like Brianna to end up as a border baby. One reason is that groups like NAC find them homes, often with a nurse like Nicole Francis. NAC also teaches birth parents to use feeding tubes and do other medical care it was once thought only a nurse could do. As foster parents, Nicole and Winston Francis gave Brianna love and care. Now they wanted to take the next step and adopt her. But there was a hurdle. Brianna's birth mother was getting out of prison and was talking about wanting her back. Mary Kate Schneider is Brianna's social worker at NAC.
When she was incarcerated, we sent her letters and pictures of Brianna, updates about her medical status.
The woman got out of prison. She struggled to get her life together. She asked to see Brianna, Mary Kate Schneider.
I think it's a difficult thing for any foster parent. There's a lot of uncertainty. You take a child into your home, you love them as if they're your own. You care for them and provide for all of their needs, not knowing if they'll ultimately be your child forever, if you'll be able to adopt them.
Several months later, the birth mother asked to meet with Nicole and Winston.
She said to them, The things you've done for my child up until this time are amazing, and I see how much you've given her and how much progress she's made in your home. And she has medical issues that I could probably never care for. Therefore, I've made the decision to surrender my parental rights so Brianna can be adopted by you.
Still, with all the red tape, it took nearly 2 years for the adoption to become final.
Mr. and Mrs. Francis, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
And today's the day at family court in Brooklyn.
Brianna, you want to tell Judge Pearl your name and how old you are?
Nice and loud. Come on.
Brianna Francis.
And how old are you?
5.
Normally, Brianna loves to be on stage. She takes violin lessons, dance lessons, but today she's shy and hides behind Nicole. Judge Jane Pearl, in a black robe, sits at the end of a conference table. She asks Brianna to come over to her.
How you doing? Good. I'm so happy to meet you. Okay? You feeling a little better? Mm-hmm. Nothing scary's going to happen this morning, okay? I promise. Mm-hmm. Only good stuff. Would you like to go back to your parents now? Okay.
Brianna is dressed in a navy blue skirt, a matching sweater. She looks like she could be on the cover of a Gap Kids catalog. Seeing her, you wouldn't know she was once so sick. She isn't fed through tubes anymore, although she still eats only soft foods, yogurts and applesauce, and supplements. The court clerk shows Nicole and Winston some legal papers.
Now I'm going to show you the order of adoption. And highlighted will be the way the child's name will appear on the new birth certificate. Make sure it's exactly how you want it to appear and spelled correctly.
Can we get the two little dots at the top of the eye?
Sure you can.
Brianna looks at the spelling too. She takes the document in one hand and holds a cup of supplement in the other. Then the judge turns to the little girl.
Are you ready, Brianna? We get to clap for you, because congratulations to the three of you. The three of you are adopted. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It took 5 years for Brianna to become part of a family, officially. The adoption ceremony is over in 4 minutes.
Congratulations, Brianna.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sweetheart. Same to you.
And now, officially, the Francis family is an adoption success story. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.